Good morning. The government refuses to include nuclear energy, which accounts for around 20% of the electricity generated in Spain, in the debate on the energy crisis. The Partido Popular, Vox and Ciudadanos have called on the government to revise plans to close the plants and extend their lifetimes. After the VAT on gas was reduced to 5%, the problem of cogeneration in industry was solved at the last minute. Nuclear power was the last variable in the energy debate between the PSOE and the Conservative PP. Seven reactors are still operating in Spain today. The process of first disconnection will start in 2025. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez reiterated there will be no changes in that area. The PP's proposal is to reconsider the idea. Spain is the only one of 13 countries with nuclear power plants in Europe that has not reconsidered its closure plan, so the PP leader said. Germany announced on Monday that it will leave two of its three plants in reserve should they be needed next winter. Their final closure was originally planned for the end of this year. A new wildfire broke out in Malaga province. It started in the Elvira area near Marbella shortly before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The specialist firefighting brigade said on Twitter that the blaze was being tackled by a team of 54 forest firefighters, two helicopters, two vehicles and other specialist staff. The fire was declared stabilised at 5:30 p.m. and the aircraft returned to base while 32 firefighters remained at the scene to fully extinguish the blaze. Gibraltar authorities said yesterday that the Rocks port would partially reopen following the removal of most of the oil from a stricken ship that collided in its bay area last week. The government says the emergency status of the ship incident has been lifted. Operations to remove the remaining fuel and other material from the ship are continuing, and authorities are still studying what to do with the vessel once those operations are completed. A supermarket Carrefour has asked to meet the Labour Minister Yolanda Díaz, who earlier this week said she wanted to meet with business to discuss reducing the price of some staple foods. But, quick off the mark as ever, the retailer responded to the minister's call by launching a basket of 30 everyday items for €30. The basket is made up of so-called white label products and includes preservatives, pasta, oil and coffee and a selection of drugstore cleaning and perfumery items. It's not known whether the minister has accepted the request as yet or whether they've been in touch to discuss a suitable date for a round table discussion. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.